Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look, Trump is really smart. He sets the bubble of stuff. He plants things on that they leak. And he does know how to attack these false accusations. But he's up against an organized crime syndicate using U.S. intelligence operatives to harass and death threat people in the House and Senate until they impeach him. And that's why this is so dangerous. John Bowne put a report together. We don't have time to air it all. Robert Barnes is coming in. I want to air Evan Nunes' opening statement that we played part of, start of the next segment. But it's Trump plays 3D chess with impeachment lunacy. We need to give John Bowne his own channel, by the way, on band.video. He does so many of these, so he has his own channel starting today there. He's our own reporter, but we're just adding all these sub-channels to the reporters at band.video. He's really a counterpuncher. And Trump has always said that. But without us getting upset and getting involved, it doesn't matter he did nothing wrong. They're still going to remove him. They have to. They're a bunch of criminals that sold out to China, so they're all going to go to prison if Trump ever gets full control and is able to prosecute them. Now, Trump's 3D chess is that he believes in truth, he believes in justice, and he believes in courage, and he believes good can overpower evil, and he's supremely confident. Well, it's his job to be confident, and I'm confident too. But I'm confident, but I also work like hell to support the awakening and to hit the enemy where it hurts. So here's part of that report.
President who believes he's above the law, pursuing the leader of another nation to investigate a political opponent, to help win his election is not the conduct of an American president. The allegations that he blocked hundreds of millions of dollars in congressionally approved aid to another country as an allegation, unless he agreed to smear a political opponent, is not the conduct of an American president.
Before the wave of confusion surrounding the obvious corruption between Biden and son and a phone call President Trump made to the Ukrainian president to inquire on that corruption before the U.S. handed over $400 million to a historically corrupt nation, the Socialist Democrats' princess Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was whining that the bigger national scandal wasn't that the president wasn't impeached, it was that the Democratic Party wasn't impeaching the president. And now Pelosi and Schumer's true boss has made her satisfaction known.
I think that we all, you know, many of us, especially from districts that are experiencing the brunt of the president's decisions, have been feeling a sense of urgency around this. But I think the development around the whistleblower, I think these developments are exactly, you know, where we need to be going.
Biden and company are wading into the contempt quicksand because now Joe Biden and his son, who had zero expertise on oil and natural gas, and somehow got billions in deals from the Ukraine and China, will collectively fumble over their story as they already have from the start. The China investigation will ultimately involve the nephew of no less than Boston gangster Whitey Bulger and John Kerry's stepson. I can hear the destruction of evidence now in the Obama camp, as those transcripts between Biden and the Ukrainian officials seem to accidentally disappear. These two investigations will continue to waste even more taxpayer dollars and insult more of our collective intelligence. The one investigation looking into President Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president back in July, which could turn out to be a royal flush for the Trump administration.
I spoke to a senior administration official a short time ago who said that the White House is not just releasing the transcript of this July 25th phone call tomorrow. They'll be releasing other documents, including a look at what the inspector general at the intelligence community found about the whistleblower who started this whole thing.
And the other investigation inspecting Joe Biden's public braggadocio that he protected Hunter from a Ukrainian corruption investigation.
I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Not to mention, a corrupt Obama ambassador refused visas to Ukraine. Ukrainian officials to enter the U.S. who had evidence of the Obama administration's misconduct to give.
Again, the full report is excellent. It's at band.video. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Going back about 10 years ago, I began to say, if you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance to Obama and his attempt to sign us over to the Chi-Coms, open the borders to radical Islam, and deindustrialize the country. He was really finishing up that job. And I said, if you're watching or listening, you are the resistance. We are the rebels. Trump is the rebel, trying to get our country back. When the left says they are the resistance, no, they are the resistance to the populism and to the people. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is with us, riding shotgun the next 2 hours as we go into hour number 2 and 3. And then we're going to be joined next hour by the man who is a member of Congress and who spearheaded the impeachment against Bill Clinton. He will be joining us, Bob Barr, also formerly with the CIA, but not in the whole leftist arm of it. So he'll be able to speak to the so-called intelligence community that Schumer says is trying to take Trump out. This is coup attempt number 3, in my view. They're even saying that on the national news. They say they don't care if there's no evidence there. They've got other reasons to. And so they're going forward for only the fourth time in history with the initiation of impeachment. And that's what this is. They don't want people to think it's a big deal, so conservatives don't get upset and don't give Trump $5 million a day, which has been happening. And that's great. But ladies and gentlemen, what you need to do is call the Senate, call Congress, call talk radio, call neocons. The National Review and others are stabbing Trump in the back. The neocons say they probably got the votes of the Senate to deep six Trump. They indict in the House. They try in the Senate. And there's headlines at DrudgeReport.com. We're linked to it on InfoWars.com that some of the senators are dreading the trial of Trump. They're really making their move. They've been trying to stop him even before he got elected. So this is a very epic time to be alive. And believe me, they get him out of there, all hell's going to break loose. We'll talk to Robert Barnes about that. But please don't forget, we're not getting the support like Trump's getting when we are communicating with the populace, to you. And we have been under massive attack, as you know, as all other nationalist, conservative, libertarian media has been. But now more than ever, we need your financial support. And these are products you already need. We have Black Friday, that's come 2 months early. We're doing something a little unorthodox. People already are responding. For 4 hours free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off all the great nutraceuticals and supplements and all the preparedness items, from emergency radios to preparedness to high-quality affordable food to great water filtration, air filtration, all the very best systems, the lowest prices you're going to find. And, of course, we have the great Sleep Aid Knockout and the great Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Turbo Force, long 10-hour clean focused energy and Super Male Vitality for stamina and libido energy, Ultimate Bone Broth, the last run of that until later next year because it takes 5 months to get your order in. We're not going to order more until it's sold out. It's almost sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, the very best fish oil you're going to find. We've got Honor Roll, which is the fish oil for children. Icarin for your liver and kidneys. This is amazing. You owe it to your body. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Check out the new product, Vaso Beets. It's so good for the liver, the heart, the arteries. It's got concentrated essence of beets. It's got all these key cofactors and things in it beyond just the vitamins and minerals. It's amazing. It's 50% off out of the gates. The new Take Over the Moon 51st State shirt, Beto Not shirt, just got in. That'll be shipping out now for folks that pre-ordered that. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And supporting InfoWars is just as important as supporting President Trump in his reelection. But I got to tell you, more than money to Trump, we need money and word of mouth. Trump needs prayers. He needs phone calls. He needs legislatures called, Congress called. Go to D.C. for your vacation or this weekend go. I mean, knock on their doors. Go to their events when they're back in the district. Get in their face right now. I want to go to Congressman Nunes in the Intelligence Committee this morning. He's the ranking Republican. When he goes after them and their attempt to witch hunt the president, he lays it out beautifully in 7 minutes. We're going to hear about five of it now. Come back with Robert Barnes for the balance of the show today. Lee Stranahan, who's been on the front lines of exposing the money laundering operation by the Clintons, the Obamas, and the Bidens in Ukraine. He is going to be hosting the fourth hour today as well. You will get the most in-depth analysis. Make no mistake, this is the most devastating, serious, focused move yet. It's very serious because they said they're going to go in with impeachment no matter what. Pelosi and Schumer have said it, and they are going to remove him. Here is, if they can, here's Nunes.
Thank you, gentlemen. I want to congratulate the Democrats on the rollout of their latest information warfare operation against the president and their extraordinary ability to once again enlist the mainstream media in their campaign. This operation began with media reports from the prime instigators of the Russia collusion hoax that a whistleblower is claiming President Trump made nefarious promise to a foreign leader. The released transcript of that call has already debunked that central assertion. But that didn't matter. The Democrats simply moved the goalposts and began claiming that there doesn't need to be a quid pro quo for this conversation to serve as the basis for impeaching the president. Speaker Pelosi went further when asked earlier if she would put brakes on impeachment if the transcript turned out to be benign. She responded, quote, "So there you go. If the whistleblower operation doesn't work out, the Democrats and their media, we have candidates, quote, we have many candidates for impeachable offenses." That was her quote. So there you go. If the whistleblower operation doesn't work out, the Democrats and their media assets can always drum up something else. And what other information has come to light since the original false report of a promise being made? We've learned the following. The complaint relied on hearsay evidence provided by the whistleblower. The inspector general did not know the contents of the phone call at issue. The inspector general found the whistleblower displayed arguable political bias against Trump. The Department of Justice investigated the complaint and determined no action was warranted. The Ukrainian president denies being pressured by President Trump. So once again, this supposed scandal ends up being nothing like what we were told. And once again, the Democrats, their media mouthpieces, and a cabal of leakers are ginning up a fake story with no regard to the monumental damage they're causing to our public institutions and to trust in government, and without acknowledging all the false stories they propagated in the past, including countless allegations that Trump campaign colluded with Russia to hack the 2016 election. We're supposed to forget about all those stories, but believe this one. In short, what we have with this storyline is another still dossier. I'll note here that in the Democrats' mania to overturn the 2016 elections, everything they touch gets hopelessly politicized. With the Russia hoax, it was our intelligence agencies which were turned into a political weapon to attack the president. And now today, the whistleblower process is the casualty. Until about a week ago, the need to protect that process was a primary bipartisan concern of this committee. But if the Democrats were really concerned with defending that process, they would have pursued this matter with a quiet, sober inquiry, as we do for all whistleblowers. But that would have been useless for them. They don't want answers. They want a public spectacle. And so we've been treated to an unending parade of press releases, press conferences, and fake news stories. This hearing itself is another example. Whistleblower inquiries should not be held in public at all. As our Senate counterparts, both Democrats and Republicans, obviously understand, their hearing with Mr. McGuire is behind closed doors. But again, that only makes sense when your goal is to get information, not to create a media frenzy. The current hysteria has something else in common with the Russia hoax. Back then, they accused the Trump campaign of colluding with Russians when the Democrats themselves were colluding with Russians and preparing the Steele dossier. Today, they accuse the president of pressuring Ukrainians to take actions that would help himself or hurt his political opponents. And yet there are numerous examples of Democrats doing the exact same thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not watching the fourth time in history they try to impeach somebody. We are watching a deep state coup against our nation. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is here. There is huge breaking news. I told you yesterday that board that Biden's son was on was connected to Republicans and Democrats. More's coming out. Turns out it was a CIA front with Mitt Romney involved with it, of course, and neocons. Now you know why they're so scared. Now you know why Mitt Romney just came out against Trump for impeachment. Mitt Romney is a criminal.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. 1-800-350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Shotgun with us now for the next 2 hours or so. Bob Barr, the impeached Bill Clinton, is going to be on with us to give us his expert take. I saw him on Fox yesterday. He thinks the Democrats don't have the nerve to actually carry out the House indictment and the Senate trial. And I tend to agree with him in the past, but there are powerful corporate forces and foreign forces that are really threatening and blackmailing Democrats as well. It's not just Republicans that are getting threatened to take action. That's why they're so desperate. It's why they're so wild-eyed. Impeachment has officially begun in the House. They've instructed all six committees, just like with Nixon, to do this. Mitt Romney, advisor, sits on board of directors of the company run by Joe Biden's son. We're going to be breaking that down with Robert Barnes right now, but I'm categorizing this as the third coup attempt. They admit they're trying to remove him. It doesn't matter that the declassified transcript shows that Trump did nothing wrong. They've said they don't care. They're just getting the process going, that they're going to try to remove him before the election, which in any other time in history, you know, they tried to get Nixon after he got reelected. You don't do this before. It'll be seen as, talk about election meddling. Barnes, this just smacks of total desperation. What do you think?
Well, it's a combination of two things. You have the Democratic Party establishment who, if they were satisfied with their Democratic candidates for president, would not be pursuing this agenda at all. But the other factor is revealed in the article today by American Thinker is that what Trump stumbled onto in Ukrainian corruption is, in fact, deep state corruption, not just the Democratic Party establishment's role in that. But you get into this, and what you have is a key board member of the same company that was the board member company, this gentleman right here, the same company that was funneling money to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's family in Ukraine. This guy was one of the key board of directors. And who is he? He's a key Romney national security advisor and has a long legacy of ties, affiliations, and associations.
Listen to that WASP name, Coffer.
Oh, exactly, Coffer Block. He was former vice chair of Blackwater, right? I mean, this guy has a long-standing ties to the CIA, deeply embedded within the Republican neocon political establishment, and he was also one of the board members of that company. So what you had was Joe Biden was seeding cash and laundering money out of the Ukrainian political system through what looks now like a deep state front operation. And so what Trump was going to be exposing with the help of the Ukrainian president wasn't just Democratic corruption of the Biden family and the Obama administration, but was also deep state collusion and corruption and improper interference with a foreign government trying to impair its election, being in bed with neo-Nazis, as Trump talks about in his transcript. When the deep state read and reviewed this transcript and saw what Trump was talking about, this was a direct threat to their political power. Because in here, he talks about, hey, I know that the former ambassador to your country was a bad person in bed with bad people. What he's talking about is what Oliver Stone documented in the film Ukraine on Fire, which was that the U.S. government was in bed with actual neo-Nazis and those who have a long legacy of Nazis.
And by the way, we said that, and I've been sued by Georgetown for saying that the Democrats funded Nazis. It's in Oliver Stone's HBO show.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's documented in great detail in that movie. In fact, it's not even a publicly disputed controversy. Our biggest involvement with actual Nazis, aside from Operation Paperclip and other activities, was our deeply embedded role with Ukrainian Nazis dating back to the 1940s.
And the reason I bring this up is it's central. Trump deserves a medal when you read this transcript.
Absolutely.
He's going after Nazis.
Yes.
He says, isn't it terrible? Biden's on TV bragging about what crimes he committed.
Exactly.
And then he moves on to say, buy our weapons, which is totally legal, he should be doing.
Right.
So I mean, this is crazy. And then now they go, well, never mind that. Forget that. We're still moving on.
They're trying to impeach him for doing his job. They're trying to impeach him for actually doing what he was elected to do, for cleaning up America.
Oh, it makes me like Trump even more. It's like every transcript that gets released, it's awesome.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, this is a confirmation, because what you had was Zelensky trying to elicit from Trump whether Trump was sincere. And he was sending cues and using cue words to trigger certain conversations and discussions. So, like, for example, Zelensky first brings up that he got rid of his ambassador to the U.S. because he understood that that ambassador was actually part of the sort of deep state collusion and corruption undermining democracy both in Ukraine and the U.S.
And I hope people realize how bombshell this is. The president just says, wow, did you see Biden on TV saying he threatened to take $1 billion away from you if you didn't fire a prosecutor under the last president? And then he moves on because the guy's saying, we are corrupt, it's terrible, the swamp. Trump's like, yeah, I saw this, I saw that. And then he needs to be impeached for that? It's like saying he's being impeached for brushing his teeth.
I mean, really what it is they want to impeach him for is for challenging and contesting deep state power.
Exactly. That's why they're so scared.
Absolutely. This is a deep state coup even more than it is a Democratic Party establishment attempt to undermine and overturn the 2016.
Exactly. It's neocons hate Trump just as much.
Absolutely. The reason why they're terrified, the reason why this reached a state that didn't make sense once the transcript was released, because a president doing his job is not a crime. A president investigating Democratic Party crimes is not a crime. These are actually doing what he's supposed to be doing, what he was elected to do. The reason why they're going nuts about this is because this would undermine and reveal and unveil deep state corruption and collusion, including with the Democratic Party, including with foreign government.
And this is everything that I've harped on, that you've harped on, that Lee Stranahan's harped on, that Roger Stone harped on. I mean, we've written literally probably 100 articles on this until I told the crew, stop reporting on it a year ago. No one cares. Well, I guess it was delayed action. We've covered every facet of this and gotten the intel of the White House. We've gotten stuff to Trump saying, do something about this. Now they're acting like it's illegal to care about our government overthrowing Ukraine and stealing billions of dollars for Democrats and Republicans. Trump deserves a frickin' medal.
No doubt. In fact, this would be like the late 1970s MK Ultra Frank Church hearings in terms of the degree of corruption and collusion it would reveal. And it would implicate high-ranking Democrats. It would implicate high-ranking political establishment figures. It would implicate the Obama administration. But primarily and principally, it would implicate the deep state. It would expose deep state operatives. It would expose ex-CIA spooks. It would expose CIA-tied allies who are undermining foreign governments, who are corrupting foreign governments, and in the process, undermining and corrupting our own government. And this was the president saying he was committed and verbalizing his commitment no matter where the investigation led. And that's what terrified
him. That's exactly what an anti-corrupt person would say is,
yes,
we're going to fight corruption with you.
Exactly. And this is not only this deep state coup, part two, the impeachment disguised and masked as nothing more than a deep state coup, part two, is really being directed at two people. It's being directed at President Trump. So they're satisfied even if they don't get the full conviction in the Senate. They just want to terrify everybody within the administration to not going through with what President Trump is talking about doing in the investigation into corruption and collusion of the deep state, the Democratic Party elites and establishment, number one. And number two, they want to scare and terrify the president of Ukraine. They want to show, hey, look what we can do to the President of the United States when he talks about investigating our corruption and collusion involved in Ukraine. Imagine what we can do to you.
And by the way, InfoWars and Zero Hedge, it turns out, reporting this in 2014.
Yes. Oh, exactly. I mean, and this is confirmation. The entire,
it's pre-Trump.
It is. This is the deep state operatives who've been acting independently and above the law and above the president, that President Trump was elected to clean up, to change, because American public was tired of these, was fatigued with these.
So let me ask you this. What do you expect them to do next? How serious is this? And what should we the people do? Because this is just unbelievable. They're trying to impeach Trump for what Biden did. They think we're so dumb that they think if the whole media colludes against the people and Trump that we're going to buy this. I don't see this dog hunting, but they're still going to try it. So what's going to happen?
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Started the impeachment against Bill Clinton, joining us next hour. But he's joining us for two segments, so we'll continue with calls after he leaves us, bottom of the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up. Next segment, we'll be taking your calls, and then right through hour number three, some into hour number four. Elise Stranahan's going to be here as well, expert on Ukraine, syndicated talk show host, and, of course, syndicated columnist and investigative reporter. I want to just give you the number to join us specifically on deep state coup number three. We can go over the last two they tried. But this one, they're really serious. Pelosi said, we don't even care if this isn't true. Once we get it rolling, we're going to get the votes, and we're going to impeach him. Well, we're going to look at, can they do that? What will unfold out of that? I've got some key clips I want to play here in a moment to show the main deception. But first, the number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers, you agree with us you shouldn't be impeached, you agree you should be. Well, that's an entertaining show, and open the phones up just to people that hate me or Trump. 877-789-2539. Specifically, your questions for Robert Barnes or myself or your statements on impeachment and what you think about the situation and what we can do to the Democrats is legal and lawful for all the lies they've been caught in. And because we've lowered our attention spans and lowered our memories scientifically, that's been done by television and smartphones and culture. They're getting shorter and shorter. It's like people are waking up every day to a new hoax. And by the time that's proven to be a hoax, they move to the next. And again, we followed suit on the Young Turks for lies yesterday. We're going to go ahead and file some new suits. We decided about a month from now we're going to file some new ones that we'll tell you about next hour. But decided to warn them one more time today on air and officially send letters again to News Corp, to the Wall Street Journal. In their publications all over the country, they said, I lost a lawsuit in Sandy Hook for writing a book attacking the children and people. And I didn't ever do that. I didn't write the book. I'm not in the book. And they said, we don't care. We're going to keep putting this in the front page of newspapers. It's very damaging. And we're just going to give them one more chance at dinner, we decided. We're suing Young Turks, Mother Jones, and this other Democrat woman running for Congress in Massachusetts because she said, I said, kill the Sandy Hook kids. And then when they put that out, I got taken off Roku, where we were going to number one. We're number one on Cloud TV right now. Number one. And so they literally have people go, he's saying kill children, and they take me off stuff. And they go, yay, we got him. So I don't want to have to sue you, but I'm really suing these people. And we're going to send one more registered letter and more calls to News Corp and say, listen, I didn't write this damn book and I didn't say this about these kids. Stop it. But see, they don't care. They're on a mission to shut down their competition. Robert Barnes is here. We'll talk about that next hour. 877-789-ALEX is the number. Barnes, you're on fire as usual. Really knowledgeable on these subjects. How about the process of trying to impeach him? Gut level, where you think this is going? Because I agree with you yesterday. Oh, this is all bull. It's going to fall apart. His ratings are going up. But Pelosi and Schumer go, we don't care. We're just going to open up all six committees and just churn out women that claim they're attacked and lawyers we indict will then make up stuff on Trump, anybody associated with him, and then this Ukraine thing. I mean, they decided to go all out because he's really going after them. Hallelujah. He's taking my advice. The best defense is an offense, but that means a real offense. He's really trying to drain the damn swamp. And I just can't believe we're in such an epic moment here.
Well, I mean, what's made the political observers who looked at this initially and originally thought it did not make sense for the Democrats to pursue impeachment, given various polling and focus group surveys had shown back to 2017 that, in fact, impeachment was unpopular, that impeachment would rally Trump's base. We're already seeing that in the massive fundraising that Trump is able to do based on this. So people were like, why is this happening? But now stories and news and intel is coming out that make clear that this is really a deep state operation. This is the deep state demanding their Democratic Party elites and allies pursue
this. Isn't the regular snot-nosed Democrat meth heads, Nancy and AOC. This is the real teeth of the deep states now. Trying to use Democrats as their front. Now, it's daddy, you know, it's just a little tongue it puts out. The big spider's coming out.
Precisely. That's what this is all about. That's why today on Predicted, a political betting market, there's now a 60% chance, according to the political gamblers, that impeachment will occur, that President Trump will be impeached, according to political gamblers and bettors and estimators. And that's because people are realizing this is a deep state operation and that this is an intel apparatus operation. Going back to Chuck Schumer's statement that the intelligence agencies would continue to wage war on Trump if he tried to expose the corruption of the Obama administration's and its infiltration of our law enforcement apparatus, our hierarchy, our intelligence apparatus, and the rest. So that's what this is all about. This is about if he exposed what Hunter Biden was doing. Hunter Biden was, like Clinton in the 90s, was embedded with deep state operatives. It's the reason why the Starr investigation never really went anywhere. It focused on Monica Lewinsky and not the deep corruption in Arkansas because Trump tied that deep corruption, because Clinton tied that deep corruption to the deep state operatives. Here, because what Trump was just trying to do was protect and do his job of exposing corruption, but in the process, he would be exposing deep state corruption, deep state collusion with foreign governments.
And just by showing killing a head of state. Yes, I know about how the neo-Nazis overthrew your government with Obama. Yes, I know about Hunter Biden and his corruption. When the deep state, as you said yesterday, saw that, they literally took a giant dump in their drawers.
Absolutely. And you look at the whistleblower complaints coming out today, and people who are looking at it are saying this is a feels like a prefabricated hit job. This is a it looks like a lawyer prepared it. It looks like it's all based on third-party information, which means this person did not firsthand receive or review or hear any of this.
Well, then it's a total third party. It's just a made-up thing.
Well, that means that there's only one. Who is a third party who has access to a wide range of information? Who is a third party?
It's all these former intelligence heads that kept the security.
Exactly. It's a deep state hit. It shows that this was...
It's probably Brennan or Clapper themselves.
They could be involved at any level.
Or it could be Comey, for God's sake.
It's somebody connected to it. It's somebody...
And then Trump can't prosecute Comey because he's the whistleblower.
Exactly. I mean, there's stories today that the whistleblower has...
I felt disturbance in the force the last time I felt it was in the presence of my old master.
Exactly. I mean, it's the real Star Wars finale movie coming out now. The Emperor is back, and the Emperor is the deep state, and the deep state wants to take over its policies around the world and doesn't want the elected president to be able to independently run his own country that he was elected to run. And that's what this is really about.
And the question is, are these loons really going to do it? I mean...
Well, I think they have to. Their loyalties, as Schumer said, he does whatever the intelligence apparatus tells him to do because he's terrified of what they would do to him if, in fact, he did anything different. So that's how they're going to – that's the reason why Pelosi, who knows this will be damaging to the Democratic Party congressional prospects in 2020, is moving forward, and they will continue to move forward because this is a deep state demand, a deep state command. Without Robert Mueller to be their hatchet man inside the administration anymore, they now need Congress to substitute for that. That's the reason why Mueller stepped down and Barr was able to force him out after the elections, is the deep state knew they had Democratic allies in the House that could do their bidding for them. And that's precisely what's happening. And that's why they're going to put maximum pressure on Republican senators. And that's why the president faces real risk here, real exposure. Not because he did anything wrong, but because what he did was the right thing to do. The more right he did something, the more likely he was going to be.
The more he showed he was a Boy Scout.
Exactly. I mean, this is like, people forget, Nixon wasn't taken out for the bad things he did. Nixon was taken out because he decided to not allow the deep state to continue to run the FBI after Hoover died. He passed over Mark Felt, and it was Mark Felt who was the actual quote-unquote deep throat, and Mark Felt was the head, ran COINTELPRO, was a criminal, had engaged in criminal activities for 30 years, was the deep state operative within the FBI, and because Nixon took them out, that's when Mark Felt made sure he took Nixon out. And so the same thing is happening now, except Trump has done nothing wrong ever in any of this. In
fact, let's be clear, you see why Robert Barnes is awesome, because I know all this stuff, but he can pull it together better and quicker than I can. And the guy even talks more than I do. He's awesome. When we come back, though, I want listeners to have a chance to speak here. And I want to play some more key clips I haven't gotten to yet that are just going to blow you away, literally. But first, I want to explain something. I told you Trump was going to get elected. I could feel it. I could see it. They're going to try to impeach him. And I think they've got a good shot at it. But let me explain something. What comes after that is going to destroy them. So, God works in mysterious ways, but some rough times are ahead, ladies and gentlemen, so get ready. I told everybody yesterday, you better take this serious. And let me tell you, is this hitting the Democrats, the snot noses? This is the real corruption at the bottom of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295. 5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. The deep state's already tried to remove Trump twice, but they wanted to use Democrat puppets. Now they're really going for him, even though it doesn't make political sense for the Democrats, because it's bigger than that. It's about the New World Order. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, break it down.
So what's happening is the deep state operatives are the ones driving the impeachment effort. This is why the political gamblers and the political betting markets are saying now that Trump will be impeached. That's what's happening. That Trump will be impeached and will go to the Senate for a trial. It's because what Trump is exposing is deep state corruption and deep state collusion and using the Ukrainian government, that Hunter Biden and the Biden family was in bed with deep state operatives that are still acting within the intelligence community.
Connected to Mitt Romney, the Bushes, all of them.
The entire neocon political establishment.
So the neocons, the deep state, the shadow government with the Democrats making their move in an election year. This is incredible, but Trump's done nothing wrong. He's got the people on his side, and they think they can repeat 1974 again with Richard Nixon. This is a different world, and the people are awake, and they know. You put all these ingredients together, it is explosive, and the deep state is really overplaying their hand, allying themselves with communist China and others in America's darkest hour. They may end up winning the battle against Trump, but they will lose the war. This is going to be a Pyrrhic victory for them.
No doubt. And the key is the president still has his backers and supporters. They are the ultimate firewall. They are the ultimate protection. They are the ultimate castle wall against these deep state invaders, against our democratic institutions. And so it depends on the audience. It depends on the American people to continue to get the voice out, the news out, the information out. But this also explains the degree of censorship and suppression that's taken place over the last 2 years. They're trying to make it impossible for the president to rally his own audience.
And now they're taking their shot. Now they're they want the president cut off from his people. They want them cut off from him. And now they're making their move. You can feel it. You can see it. And you saw him in that UN speech against the New World Order, against globalism, against socialism, against communism, against gun control, against the attack on our children, throw down the gauntlet against the Chi-Coms, stealing our intellectual property. He is going to be even stronger now as he fights for his life. He's the real deal. He really stood in for us. He really stepped into the arena.
The air to the lungs of the Trump revolution is the InfoWars audience, is the American people, is the Trump base. And that is why they've worked so hard to try to isolate and separate Trump from his base, both hearing his base and being able to reach his base with all the censorship and suppression that took on with big tech companies that have longstanding deep alliances.
And make no mistake, they were built by the shadow government, by the deep state.
Right.
Make no mistake, they get Trump out, there's going to be a reign of terror against Nunes, against Paul, against Jordan, against us. And a lot of people are going to cut bait and roll over. I'm not rolling over. We're winning. We started this fight. We got Trump in. We haven't even begun to fight. We will never surrender. Never.
The American freedom and American liberty depends on the American public rallying to the president's side now.
I feel good. This is a deep fight. We're making them come out and pull something super dangerous.
They're willing to take the biggest possible risk to put this high-profile impeachment case in publicly on high profile simply to prevent the president from exposing deep state corruption and collusion with the Democratic Party, political establishment, and elites, particularly as it related to Ukraine and these Ukrainian money laundering operations and trafficking operations. And
it's just incredible that they're doing this out of pure desperation, but the planets are aligned on both sides. This is the unstoppable force meets the immovable object. I mean, this is going to be explosive.
No doubt. So the war is on.
War is on. They got their false flags are lined up. Just watch your six, folks. This is it. This is it, boys. Let's go to these clips. Here's Adam Schiff, the head of the committee, deceives Congress about whistleblower complaint, gets called out on it, and then admits he was lying but tries to make a joke out of it. What a sack of garbage. Here it is.
This is the essence of what the president communicates. We've been very good to your country, very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it, on this and on that. I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
This all is fabricated.
In sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate with the president of Ukraine. It would be funny if it wasn't such a graphic betrayal of the president's oath of office. But as it does represent a real betrayal, there's nothing the president says here that is in America's interest, after all. It is instead the most consequential.
Now, Matt, who does a really great job of getting these clips together, before the show, he said, will you please just lead with this? And I said, yeah, I will. But then I saw the Nunes clip and I had to play that. But I should have started the whole show out with that. I mean, the bombshell nature of him making up a fake transcript, making it sound like the colloquialisms, the nomenclature of Trump, saying that's what he said. And then later, minutes later, the Republicans get to respond and say, you just lied. And then he sweeps it under the rug. He's a freaking criminal, man. He runs the committee giving the world fake quotes that they're putting on the news right now. I mean, this is a level of just flagrant evil. Talk about impeaching. He needs to be impeached. Barnes, we're going to play when he backtracks in a moment. yeah. like the sniveling rat he is. But what the hell do you call that?
Libel and lies that he's allowed to get away with because he's saying them inside the halls of Congress. And if Elizabeth Warren is able to get away with it, in the Covington case, she's saying politicians should be able to do what Schiff just did, anywhere, anytime, any place, even outside the halls of Congress, even involving matters not before Congress, and be able to lie and libel anywhere, anybody anywhere. And then as long as the media is repeating a politician's lies and libels, the media itself can't be held responsible or liable.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead now. And play when he gets called on it a few minutes later. But, of course, the news won't carry that. Here it is.
My summary of the president's call was meant to be at least part in parody. The fact that that's not clear is a separate problem in and of itself. Of course, the president never said, if you don't understand me, I'm going to say it seven more times. My point is that's the message that the Ukraine president was receiving in not so many words.
Look at how disingenuous Schiff's eyes are.
He just contradicted himself. He said, I was really doing a parody.
And by the way, guys, you did a great, I'm always telling you shorter clips, but in that case, find it later. Let's do it long. I want to play the congressman calling him out, and then he backs off. But, I mean, the whole thing was fake quotes. But then he tries to act like when he backs off, only part of it was fake. The guy is a damn liar to our face, and he's trying to remove our great president. This is outrageous. Listeners should be going to D.C. peacefully and lawfully to mob his office. That guy is a disgrace.
But what he did there is he starts out with a lot of lies and libel. He gets exposed for those lies and libels. And then he says, I was just doing a parody, which makes no sense. Why is he doing a parody as the House Intelligence Committee chairman at his beginning opening statements there? That doesn't make any sense. And then he contradicts himself again and he says, actually, it wasn't really a parody. This is how the Ukrainian president would have interpreted it, knowing the Ukrainian president.
And by the way, what's up with his eyes? Did you see how demented he
looks? Bug eyes. All these guys look weird. I mean, these people that have this habit of lying and deceit in public.
And none of them can talk either. Have you noticed Pelosi sounds like she's got a mouthful of marbles? So does Biden.
Well, they don't have Clinton's ability to lie on command and lie on demand. They don't have that capacity. These are the mid-tier politicians on the Democratic side.
All right, we're going to break. I promise we're going to your calls. Bob Barr's popping in for two segments. But we're going to get to all your calls. We'll take some in the next segment. And my head is just... I mean, if America doesn't reject this, if we're unable to defeat this, it's because we killed 60 million babies and we deserve it. And I want to beat these people. I've got four children, and I want to turn it around. But, you know, come on. My hat's off to the New World Order. I mean, you guys have really screwed this country up. I mean, it's like Nunes says. He goes, man, I got to hand it to you. This level of BS. Nunes could hardly, for a few minutes, he couldn't talk. He would just kind of go, what the hell? I mean, this is just a gigantic hoax.
Oh, completely. I mean, this is something that Nunes never did when he was running the committee chairman whatsoever. He never did these kind of lies and libels and started off a committee hearing where he completely fabricated a transcript that doesn't exist because the transcript directly contradicts.
In fact, there's your headline. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee fabricates fake Trump transcript to the world, and then it's nothing now. Because they haven't gotten in trouble. So they just quadruple, and then it's exponential lie universe.
It's Nazi-style lie scale. It's lying on such a scale that the lie is so big, nobody will actually...
It's like Hitler said, if you're going to tell it huge.
Right, because the bigger you tell it, the more believed
it's like, I saw a Loch Ness Monster, he was flying a spaceship this morning, and he was eating a little... It just sounds like...
Yeah. It's so over the top that people believe it must be true because it's so over.
But then when the Democrats are talking to their constituents, they're like, we piss on America, we hate the babies, we love SciComm. Please spread the word about the live show. Your calls, the congressman that started the impeachment on Bill Clinton joins us, Bob Barr, and so much more. Hour number three. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.